In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
One of the most important personal discoveries we can make in this life is the fact that we need God. Perhaps we first discover this as we discover our need of salvation itself. When we come to terms with the reality that we are sinners in need of a Savior, we come to recognize that we cannot save ourselves. We need the help of God. We need God. And we affirm this reality as we begin the steps of salvation. But this reality goes deeper and far, much further than those initial steps of salvation. Salvation is just the opening chapter of a developing story. And as we grow, we begin to recognize the blessing and the beauty that God brings into our lives. We begin to experience His love, His grace, His peace, His joy. And we see that we need these things. The story continues as we recognize our sins and our failures. We begin to recognize how God indeed helps us in our struggles, how God comforts us in our sorrows, how God strengthens us when we are weak, how God helps us to our feet again when we fall flat on our face. Yes, we continue to discover how much we truly need God. And the story continues even into the realms of our talents, our abilities, our strengths, our giftings. It's much easier to see our need of God when we're desperate, when we're failing. But do we need God's help even in the areas in which we are strong? Yes, we certainly do. We need God's help because by God's help we become stronger and even better. We need God's help so that we walk in humility rather than growing arrogant about our strengths. We need God's help so that we don't take credit, but rather we give the glory to God and give thanks to God. In the gospel text today, there's an interesting experience that we read about in the life of St. Peter. The Apostle Peter was a professional fisherman. It was his family business. He had learned this business from his father. It wasn't his hobby. It wasn't a recreation. His livelihood depended upon his fishing for his success. And yet even professionals have a bad day sometime. And we recognize this was a bad day for a fisherman. We don't hear enough about the details of what had happened in the night of fishing. We don't know whether there were bad decisions that were made or whether it was just bad luck on a fishing trip. But the end result is they worked all night and caught nothing. And after that long, hard night of no success, they're washing their nets on the shore, and Jesus decides to make use of the boat as a floating platform to teach the crowd. But after he teaches the crowd, he turns his attention to Peter. He makes it very personal. He stepped out of the expected religious role and he made a fishing request. He got into Peter's business, literally. He said, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." I mean, who was this rabbi to tell this professional fisherman where to go and where to put his nets? But that's what Jesus did. He stepped right out of that expected religious role and did exactly that. And it's very clear that Peter wasn't thrilled about the request. He respectfully complained about it, but out of his respect for Christ, he complies. He does what he is asked. He says, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And oh, what a shocking outcome it is as they let down the nets. They take in a catch of fish that is so enormous it begins to break the nets. They call the other boat and fill both boats to the point of sinking. It was truly a remarkable event. Peter knows something incredible has just happened. He's beginning to come to terms with a revelation of who Christ really is. He recognizes that this catch of fish is not dumb luck. He recognizes that this catch of fish is by the help of God. And Peter thus comes to Christ and falls at his feet saying, "Depart from me, I am a sinful man." He recognizes his own inadequacies. He recognizes the goodness, the grace, the holiness of Christ. He falls at his feet. Peter recognized he didn't deserve such grace in his life. But Christ doesn't leave him there at his feet. He raises him up again saying, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." And from that point, Peter was truly all in. He left everything behind, we hear, and he followed Christ devotedly, wholeheartedly. See, Peter needed to discover that Christ didn't want a little religious part of his life. Christ wanted all of his life. And all of us need to discover this reality. We need God all the time in everything. Not in our little compartments that we put God into and the little boxes that we create for him. We can't live our lives in a compartmentalized fashion. We can't say to ourselves, well, I want God to help me in this category because I'm really struggling here. I really need his help. But this category over here, I'm doing pretty good on my own. I don't really want God to mess with that category, that box over there. That's off limits to God. We can't set up those kind of dichotomies. We can't live a compartmentalized existence. When we follow Christ, we have to be all in. It's all or nothing. The path of salvation is ever calling us to deeper and deeper levels. Eventually, we find that Christ begins to knock on the doors that we've closed to him. He starts opening up those boxes that we've taped off. He wants in our lives, not just in the religious categories that we've created. He wants to be part of our life at work. He wants to enter into our life as we engage in hobbies and engage our talents. He wants to demonstrate how much better our lives can be simply because he is in our lives. Sometimes we discover that some part of our life isn't working anymore. We've come to some end of the rope and we recognize that we're struggling. We really learn what we're made of in such times. But we often think in such times that the answer is surely to try harder, to make ourselves more active. But really what we need more than anything else, maybe we do need to try harder, but more than that, what we really need is we need the help of God. We need divine intervention in our lives. We need a visitation from God. Don't get me wrong. We need to try. We need to make an effort. We cannot live our life expecting God as our personal butler and he's going to do stuff that we need to do for ourselves. No, it doesn't work that way. We need to make an effort ourselves. We can't solve our problems on our own, however. We need God's help. We can't fix things solely by our determination and our hard work. We need God's help. Psalm 127 makes such a great point in this regard. The psalmist says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to go to bed late, toiling in anxious toil. For God gives sleep to his beloved. See, what the psalmist is reminding us is that without God, our best efforts are futile. Without God's help, it's all anxious, empty, struggle, and toil. But with the help of God, everything changes. And that's what we need to understand. The answer for Peter wasn't to simply try harder or to fish more. The answer was to allow Christ even into the realm of fishing, something that surely Christ doesn't have any business dealing with, right? But that was the answer. That's what he needed to do. And so it is for all of us. We need the help of God. We need a relationship with God. What we need to do is introduce our problems to Christ. We can spend long hours and great amounts of energy trying to solve all of the stuff in our life. But when we do that, we're ultimately off target. Our target is always Christ, and we have to be focused upon him. We must continually invite him into the midst of our life. We certainly need to work on our issues, but we should not labor in vain. We need not toil all night and catch nothing. We must learn the lesson of the Apostle Peter. We must invite Christ into the midst of all of our life, not just the religious compartments, but all of our life. With the help of God, who knows what miraculous things we may discover. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.